All right, listen up. Heart rate variability, or HRV, is everywhere in our sport right now. A solid 67% of endurance athletes are relying on it to steer their training. But here is the hard truth. It is frequently misunderstood. We need to get one thing straight. HRV should never be used in isolation, and you cannot rely on that simplistic, higher is always better, logic. Instead, it demands contextual interpretation, your own individual baselines, and integration with how you actually feel and perform to drive effective training decisions. Let's look at the mechanics. HRV measures the variation in time between heartbeats, reflecting the dynamic balance between your parasympathetic, rest and digest, and sympathetic, fight or flight, branches of the autonomic nervous system. Crucially, understand that HRV does not directly measure nervous system tone. It measures the degree of autonomic modulation. It is also mathematically and physiologically tied to your heart rate, typically showing an inverse relationship. Despite its utility, HRV has significant limitations as a standalone recovery marker. There are no standardized reference ranges. Readings are highly sensitive to measurement conditions and timing, and HRV shows little correlation with actual muscle damage markers like creatine kinase. Furthermore, years of endurance training cause electrical remodeling in the heart, downregulating specific ion channels and altering HRV patterns in ways that simple nervous system models simply cannot explain. A critical misinterpretation in modern training is the assumption that elevated HRV always signals optimal recovery. In reality, unusually high readings after intense training often indicate that the parasympathetic system is working overtime to repair tissue, not that you are ready for another hard session. Stability within a personal baseline consistently outperforms chasing peak numbers as a marker of true physiological resilience. HRV accuracy is heavily compromised by 8 overlooked factors: sleep deprivation and circadian misalignment, chronic psychological stress, dehydration and poor nutrition, excessive caffeine intake, inconsistent measurement routines, hormonal fluctuations, particularly progesterone-driven drops during the menstrual cycle, environmental stressors like heat and altitude, and the use of low-resolution optical devices instead of electrocardiography. Even minor deviations in sleep timing or hydration can drastically skew your readings. To use HRV effectively, athletes must establish a personalized baseline using a rolling 7-day average with 3 to 5 weekly measurements. Tracking trends and the smallest worthwhile change relative to this baseline is far more valuable than comparing daily values to generic standards. Daily fluctuations are normal. Physical performance can even improve despite HRV drops of 13 to 49%. When objective HRV data conflicts with subjective feelings of fatigue or motivation, athletes should prioritize holistic assessment over algorithmic recommendations. Advanced metrics are transforming HRV from a basic recovery tracker into a precision training tool. DFA Alpha-1, a nonlinear HRV index, provides real-time exercise intensity feedback without lactate testing. It predictably shifts from approximately 1.5 at rest to 0.5 during maximal effort, crossing 0.75 at the aerobic threshold and 0.5 at the anaerobic threshold. Readiness and durability metrics further refine training guidance. Raw compares current power to DFA ratios against baseline, typically ranging from -20 to +20%, while DIM measures output consistency, revealing natural drift of -5 to -15%, with cyclists experiencing roughly double the drift of runners. Modern AI platforms integrate HRV with sleep quality, training load, and performance data to predict injury risk and optimize workout distribution. Combining HRV with pace and heart rate data significantly improves fitness tracking accuracy, increasing variance explanation for VO2max from 35 to 70% and reducing measurement error by half. This multivariable approach eliminates the need for frequent lab testing while providing continuous, actionable insights. Critical takeaways for endurance athletes are clear. First, higher HRV does not automatically mean better recovery. It often reflects active repair processes. Second, individual baselines and long-term trends matter infinitely more than absolute daily values or generic good ranges. Third, HRV must be combined with subjective wellness markers, performance data, and awareness of lifestyle factors like sleep, stress, and hydration. Fourth, measurement consistency and device quality are non-negotiable for reliable tracking. Finally, advanced metrics like DFA alpha-1, raw, and DHA, supported by AI integration, offer real-time, precision guidance that traditional HRV alone cannot provide. Ultimately, HRV is a powerful but incomplete piece of the training puzzle. The most effective athletes treat it as one voice in a broader physiological conversation, using data to inform, not override, their body's signals. By prioritizing contextual interpretation, tracking meaningful trends, and integrating multiple data streams, athletes can transform confusing HRV fluctuations into clear, sustainable training strategies that enhance performance and prevent overtraining.